Evacuation was to a farmstead in shallowest East Anglia, owned by an elderly man, referred to by everyone as the Major. To say he was old was an understatement. He was ancient, well over 100 years old, but still surprisingly spry. The child, Mabel as she was still known, was soon discovered to be fairly useless on the farm. Her joints, though now less doll-like and more human, were still fairly rubbish, and so spent most her time just keeping the Major company, the old man keeping her entertained with his stories.
It was a dragoon all those years ago. A young dragoon, good with horses, of course. You had to be good with horses. Do you like horses?
I don't know what they are, said Mabel, who'd been working hard developing vocal cords.
You see, folk don't know you've been born half the time. Horses are magnificent animals, strong, flighty, but get them on your side and they're loyal, deeply loyal. I've known horses in my time. I've known them alive and dead.
He paused, lost in memory, before shaking himself out into the present.
You ever been in a cavalry charge? No, of course not. I don't even know what a horse is. It's when you ride a horse with lots of others charging together at the enemy. No feeling like it. Trying to control the horse, control the nerves, because if you show the horse fear, it will know. And that isn't easy, as you're bloody afraid, pardon my French. And there's the distraction of the guns and the cannon and the smoke and the rush of wind and your friends falling around you and you keep going and
the Major stopped, eyes staring into the near present distance of his past.
Well, it was all so long ago.
But Mabel could smell the memory on him. She knew it as something powerful, exciting. She could almost see it. Show me, said Mabel, urgently. Please, show me.
I can't do that. It's in the past.
No, it's still alive. Show me, please. Show me the charge. And Mabel held the old man's hand and looked into his eyes. He felt the old memories fire and burn in his mind, and the sounds and the smells came alive again, reflecting back at him in the eyes of the not-quite-doll-like Mabel. And as the memory burned alive for him once more, there was a brief glint of terror in the face of the old man, a moment of terror, of excitement, and finally, of release. Mabel sat before him, savouring the taste of the memory, not yet understanding that the old man had died.